Hey, welcome to the Wine Over Matter podcast. I'm Laura.
And I'm Steph. Thanks for joining us for another Wine Wednesday where we talk weekly about everything going on in our lives, from weight loss, relationships, dating, pop culture, and so much more.
Happy Wednesday, Steph. How's it going?
Happy Wednesday, Laura. This is the second Wednesday in a row that we haven't recorded together, and I'm just going to say that I miss my Wine Wednesdays with you so much.
I agree. I'm not a fan of this at all. Looking at you over a computer screen, not my favorite.
I seriously do.
Flavor of the week.
I miss our weekly girls' nights, and I know it's just a busy few weeks, and we will eventually have them again, but it is a strange thing to be recording a podcast over Zoom like this when we're so used to recording in person together and just having so much fun.
It's so much better when we are together.
So much better. So, but speaking of so much better, you were on vacation this speaking week, which to so me, that better. Sounds better than almost anything. So you had told us in the last episode that you were going to Santa Barbara on a trip with Jeff. And yes. How was that trip?
So I kept calling this our anniversary trip, and he kept correcting me because, so we had to cancel my birthday trip. So he had booked a trip that we've been wanting to do up to like Yosemite and things like that for my birthday. Because of his knee injury, we had to cancel that because obviously Yosemite requires, like, the main thing you're going to do there is hiking and going on trails and like a lot of activity. So because of his knee problems, we went ahead and canceled that trip. And then he just asked somewhere I'd want to go. I had said Santa Barbara, and I just had completely forgotten that this was supposedly my birthday trip. So it just so happens our anniversary is also in a couple weeks. And he should have just gone with it because now you have to do something for me for our anniversary.
Yeah, way to blow your cover, Jeff. Now she's expecting another trip. So how was it? Santa Barbara's gorgeous, by the way.
Oh my gosh. And we had fantastic weather. It was supposed to be like a high of 70 the whole time we were there, which it pretty much was, but like the sun was out. So it just like felt so nice. And it was, just amazing weather. We went to just a bunch of like wine tasting, and we checked out a couple breweries. We had great food. I'm a big tiki bar fan.
Yes.
Anytime we go on vacation somewhere, I always hop on Yelp and I search like tiki bar Santa Barbara. Like, I have to know. So anywhere we've gone, whether in Texas or somewhere in the South or wherever, I'm looking for a tiki bar. I found one. It was called Test Pilot. It was okay. But I even found us a tiki bar to go to. We did a little sunset cruise the first night we were there, which was really nice. We met some really cool people on that. And just as a whole, we stayed at our boutique hotel while the bed sucked. It was in like a great location. It was super cute.
How fun.
It was called the Haley Hotel. Just as a whole, it was great. I have no complaints, but it's like that whole thing. You like wake up in the morning and you're like, I'm so sad to be going home. And then like, I was home 2 hours later and I was like, I'm so happy to be home.
You're going to sleep so good in your bed tonight. That's the best part about coming back from a vacation is you're like, oh my God, I've missed my bed so much.
Oh my gosh. Especially because any vacation, I'm excited to have my bed back. But like when the bed sucks, it's like
the worst.
Tonight's going to be amazing.
Amazing. And you still have 3 days left of your vacation, long weekend, whatever you want to call it left. So
yeah, but I mean, it'll be a busy weekend because it is Mother's Day this weekend. But it is. I'm still looking forward to that. What are you doing for Mother's Day?
For Mother's Day this weekend, I'm actually lucky. I actually get to spend it with my mom. So they are still I'm so excited. I never get to spend Mother's Day with her. So they're still on their like California road trip thing. They spent the last 4 days in Orange County. So I got to spend the last few nights with my family, just hanging out, like dinner at my aunt's house mainly. And we went to a brewery one night. But they left today for Palm Springs, and I'm going to drive out there Saturday and go spend two nights with them out in Palm Springs.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, so I, like, made a reservation. I'm not sure what we'll do during the day. I hope it's, like, a lot of, like, sitting by the pool and drinking cocktails, because that's what you do in Palm Springs. But exactly. I did make a reservation at one of my favorite restaurants in Palm Springs for Mother's Day. So we're going to have, like, a nice little Palm Springs dinner. And
ooh, where are you guys going to go?
It's called Burba. Have you been to Burba?
I haven't.
So Burba is on the grounds of, like, my favorite hotel in Palm Springs. Like, my favorite hotel in Palm Springs is a boutique hotel. It's, like, no frills, but it's gorgeous. Like, the grounds are gorgeous. Uh-huh. It's, like, 30 rooms, and I just love it. Like, I don't know why, I just love it. And Burba's on the grounds of that hotel. So Burba's, like, a wood fire pizza, like, a fancier pizza type place. And fancy cocktails. Like, it's pizza and cocktails. But it's all outdoors. Like, none of the restaurant is indoors. Like, some of it is covered, but it's all open air, and it's just awesome. Like, it's such Palm Springs vibes. I love it.
Is it supposed to be super hot this weekend?
It's going to be, like, mid to high 90s all weekend.
Okay, that's not too bad for Palm
Springs. It's not 120 hot, but yeah, it's definitely going to feel good, and I made the reservation for a little later, like 7:30. So I'm like, we're not going to sit there and just, like, sweat while we eat dinner.
Totally.
Outside, you know?
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah,
that'll be super
fun.
I'm
so excited. What about you? What are you doing for Mother's Day?
So we're doing a brunch at my house on Saturday because we wanted to be able to have, like, do usually, like, so this is the first Mother's Day, I think, except last year, because that didn't count. I don't even remember if I saw my mom on Mother's Day last year. But typically we'll do, like, Jeff will just go see his mom. I'll go see my mom. We don't make, like, a big ordeal about it. But, like, we're all a lot closer now. Our families have gotten close. And, like, I want to see his mom. He wants to see my mom. So we're doing, like, a little brunch with both of our families. We decided to do it on Saturday because we wanted Brian and Annie, Jeff's brother and sister-in-law, to come too. But since she's a mom, we wanted her to be able to enjoy Mother's Day. So we decided to do it on Saturday, and we're just going to have, like, a little family get together.
Nice. So, do you have a menu yet?
I'm going to make a French toast casserole.
Yum.
And Annie's making, oh my God, she sent me the recipe today. It was like this, it's like a, like an egg bake casserole thing, but it has, like, a puff pastry situation on it.
Oh my God.
I don't know. It looked amazing.
That sounds amazing.
We'll do, like, fruit salad and bacon and
mimosas.
Obviously champagne. Exactly.
Is the weather in Orange County supposed to be nice on Saturday?
I think all weekend it's supposed to be, like, mid-70s.
Oh, perfect. So that's going to be amazing.
It'll be so nice.
That's going to be nice.
Yeah, it should be really good. So we're just going to do that Saturday. And then so on actual Mother's Day, I'll probably still go just visit my mom, hang out over there for a few hours, and just do the mom thing. So
I love how you and I were, I feel like our mom, I don't know if this is just, like, a mom thing in general or if it's, like, our moms. I have a feeling it's a mom thing in general, but my mom cracks me up because ever since I was little, like, I remember, like, when I would ask her what she wants for Christmas or, like, what do you want for Mother's Day? It was always, like, I just want to spend time with you, or, like, yeah, world peace or something. And I'm like, that's such a mom answer. Like, what do you really want?
Oh, no, that's literally, I texted my mom this week, Mom, what can I get you for Mother's Day? Because I usually ask her. And most of the time, she doesn't give me anything right away until I'm like, no, seriously, I'm getting you something. So just tell me something you want. But yeah, same thing. I just really want to spend time with you. I feel like we don't spend much time together. So, typical mom.
Which is so sweet, too, though, because it's like, that is really all they want, you know? Like, they just want some more.
100%.
Like, life can get so busy, and especially the last year, seeing her probably less than normal, like, it is sweet that that really is all they want, you know?
Yep. So she'll get me a little bit on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, it's going to be a good Laura and mom weekend.
Yes.
Good.
So, well, that's fun. Wait, so when do you leave? You leave for Palm Springs Saturday?
I leave Saturday. Not sure when yet, but I'll drive up there Saturday morning-ish, late morning, I'm guessing. And it's so weird. I'm like, for the first time in my life, I don't feel like a control freak with my schedule. Like, with Joey, I was always like, we're going to leave at 7:30 and we're going to, like, da-da-da-da-da. And, like, here's, you know, and, like, now I'm just kind of like, like, I don't know, like, when it works out that I can, like, wake up and get ready and pack and go, like, I'll go, you know? But no. What?
Go ahead. No, go ahead and finish. I won't interrupt yet.
So yeah, I'm going to drive up sometime Saturday, late morning, I assume, or something, and then come back sometime Monday. I'm off Monday, so I also don't have a time exactly that I'm coming back, but I will come back not too late Monday, because then I'm only home for a few days before I leave again. So.
Sure. Oh my God. Your schedule has been like out of control.
Bananas. What? I know.
What, is this going to be the last time you're going to see your parents then until you go back up to Washington? Or
yes.
Do you see them at all before they go back up?
Nope. This will be my last time I see them. They'll be in Palm Springs until the next Thursday. So they're there a full week. But they leave to go home that Thursday, and I leave for Washington, D.C. that Thursday. So I won't see them for a few weeks until I head to Washington.
Nice.
I know. I'm very excited.
I mean, and I know you were saying that you're trying not to be a control freak and you don't even know like when you're going to go out on Saturday. But let's be honest. It's because we have a Boss Moves update and somebody's going to be seeing Mr. Boss Moves on Friday night. And she just doesn't know when she's going to feel like getting up on Saturday to leave.
Oh my God, I do. So yes, Mr. Boss Moves and I have our next date on tomorrow, which is Friday night.
Yeah.
And it was cute. He texts, I feel like I'm always like, it was cute. But but he texted me this week and was like, hey, like, how about you come over on Friday night and I'll make you dinner? I was like, oh, Spoon, like, so cute.
Super
like,
there's, cute. Yeah.
Is there anything better than a guy telling you they want to cook for you? Like,
and for the most part, I have not had many guys that would ever, like, ever offered that. Like, that was like a definitely, like, more into the relationship. Okay, finally, I'll cook for you. But, like...
I'm very excited. I was like, ooh, like, I'm so excited. And I told him, I'm like, oh, my God, like, you can cook? He's like, I can throw down in the kitchen. I'm like, all right. Like, okay, that sounds amazing. And so
do you know what he's gonna cook?
I don't. He actually texted me today and, like, he was like, hey, like, I really haven't, like, figured out what I'm making yet. Like, do you have anything you're craving? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, God, like... you hate telling somebody, like, what to do for you.
Yeah, what are you going to say? I've really been craving, like, a filet mignon and lobster with mashed potatoes. I mean,
yeah,
what
you're
are you
like,
going to say?
Here's a recipe I found from, like, Food Network. If you could just do this for me, that'll probably hit the spot. Like, no, like, you don't want to be, like that. It's awkward asking somebody for something.
It's kind of like what we've talked about, too. Like, when on, like, for a first or second date, when they're like, oh, like, where do you want to go? And it's like, I'm not going to tell you where I want to go. It's
absolutely
like,
not.
Putting me in an awkward spot.
So, yeah, I was just like, no, like, anything sounds good to me. And, I mean, hopefully, you know, because I do have a few things I'm picky about. So, hopefully he doesn't choose that. And then if he does, it's my own fault for not saying it. But, no, I'm just kidding. He was like, I just said, anything sounds good. And I was like, what about your specialty? Like, cook me your specialty. Like, he acts, you know, he's like talking himself up like he can cook. So. I'm like, you gotta have a specialty. He's like, oh, I actually don't have a specialty. I'm like, BS. He's totally probably gonna make a specialty. But
100%. He's just playing it down so that it'll seem that much more impressive.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I don't really have like one thing I cook all the time. I'm like, yeah, right. You probably have this one thing that like your whole family asks you to make or whatever. Come on. But yeah, it was funny. Like we like I've said, we're like very flirty in text. So when he had texted me and invited me over for dinner, I was like, yeah, like that sounds so good, blah blah blah. And then I was like, so does this mean I'm like, you're officially introducing me to the dog because you're the dog? I was like, this feels like a very like big next step, like I'm getting introduced to like his
what if
dog
the dog hates you
what if the dog hates you? Me what would you even do? Like, I assume if the roles were reversed and I had a dog and that was like my baby, like my dog was my baby, I would be like, yeah, this isn't gonna work. Like, you can't come over if my dog,
like,
hates
it
you.
Can't work. Exactly. Well,
there's no way
the dog loves you.
I will have a dog update next week, and everybody knows I'm a dog person. So if the dog hates me, like, that is a bad sign, and that is like, ooh, this might not work.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's so funny. Ooh, like, can't wait to hear how the first cooking dinner.
I know. Oh my God, one more Mr. Boss date, Mr. Boss Moves update.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay. So, totally forgot to tell you guys, Laura's known about this, but So one of my good friends, I was out with her a few weeks ago, and I was, like, filling her in. I'm like, oh, I've, like, been on a couple dates with this guy, you know? And she's like, oh, like, let me see his picture. So I, like, hand her the dating app, and I'm like, here, like, go through it. This is him. And she's, like, scrolling through, and there's a couple pictures of, like, him and his friends. And she's like, shut up. Like, I know this person. I know this person. I know. And I'm like, stop. And this is, like, a friend that, like, we all have that friend that just knows everybody. And you're like, how do you know everybody? Like, I don't even understand. Yep. And so it's that friend, and I'm like, of course you do. Like, of course you know half of his friends. So I'm, like, texting him from where we were, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm with my friend. Like, she knows your friend. So then he starts texting his friend, and it's, like, this whole thing. Well, anyways, she ended up getting together with a couple of the girls, like, in his, you know, his friend's wife's
circle.
Yeah, this week, and, like, got a little bit of the scoop for me. It was all...
Okay, well, yeah, we haven't talked about this because I've been gone, so I do want to... Was there any good, like, all good things to say?
Good things. Like, I don't think that was the number one reason they got together. Like, I really do think maybe this just, like, sparked, like, the fact that Mr. Boss Moves and I are talking, like, and that we have, like, this mutual connection. Like, I think it sparked, like, oh, my God, I haven't seen you in so long. Let's get together. So I definitely don't think we were, like, the sole topic of their dinner. But, no, she did say, she's like, it was all good things. She's like, he's such a good guy. Like, they were talking about how, like, how he was raised right, like, how he's, like, a hard worker and, like, has a really good job, and he's just, like, the nicest, sweetest, just, like, genuine guy. And I was like, oh my God, this makes me so happy.
Yeah, that's so good, because, I mean, it's so easy when you're doing the online dating, like, for you to meet a guy and, like, everything seems right. Because you can put on a whole BS facade for, like, a while. And exactly. So it's so easy to be like, this guy's not giving me any red flags, blah, blah, blah. But to have that inside scoop of having, like, mutual friends, and you're able to get that, like, reassurance, like, okay, everything I think about this guy seems pretty spot on. Like, I don't think I'm getting, like, totally BS'd here. So, oh, exactly. That's so good.
I know. It was all good. And I'm like, I trust my friend that was with them. Like, I'm like, if she had any red flags, she would tell me. And I'm sure how she was, like, my secret agent at dinner, like, getting the scoop on him. Like, I'm sure they were there for the same reason for him, you know?
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
And it was funny. He actually texted me tonight because she was over tonight. And I was like, oh, he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, hanging out with, you know, my friend Kristen. He's like, oh, secret agent Kristen? And I was like, oh, I was like, yeah, she said nothing but good things about you. And he's like, I was like, oh, you got the tea on me too? So I was trying to dig.
So he got the tea.
Yes, I was like trying to dig, and he's like, that's my tea. I was like, whatever, I have nothing to hide. Like, I'm sure it's all good.
That's so good.
I know, it's nice to have, like, a connection. It makes me feel, like, a little bit better to, like, just going into something, you know, like that.
100%. I wish there was a lot of guys that I knew that I had gone on dates with that I had a mutual connection that I could have been, like, gotten a heads up in advance.
Seriously, it does help. So. It does put a little, like, ease to, like, a lot of things that you can overthink when it comes to dating. So it does help to have mutual friends.
What? You overthink?
Me? Weird. I don't overthink anything. You guys know that.
Well, I'm excited. I can't wait for us to get a good update next week.
Yes.
On how the first, like, cooking date goes.
So excited.
But with that, let's go ahead. And I don't know if you need a refill, but I need a wine refill.
I definitely need a wine refill.
So let's get a quick word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back. We want to tell you about Slim Chillers. These adult frozen cocktails and shooters are without all of those unforgiving calories, but still taste great.
We are talking Slim Shooters that are only 20 calories and come in 5 great flavors like raspberry lemonade and coconut lime. They don't need to be frozen, come in a pack of 30, and are great for parties and tailgates.
They also have a cream variety that are made with real cream and feature 6 delicious flavors at only 60 calories each. My personal favorite, oatmeal cookie.
Besides Slim Shooters, they offer 100-calorie vodka skinny freezers and 114-calorie wine freezers, too. I can't wait to try the blackberry pomegranate sangria.
Slim Chillers are available at select retailers, including Target, BevMo, and Walmart. Visit slimchillers.com to purchase or to find a retailer near you. Must be 21 to purchase. Please enjoy responsibly. And we're back.
Got my refill.
So, I wanted to kind of, I told you I kind of wanted to just chat a little bit about like a WW update on my end. So I don't know, for anyone who doesn't follow me on Instagram or anything, on Monday, Jeff and I had gone to lunch. And when we were driving home, I saw a sign that reminded me of WW. And it was just like, totally made me have that like guilt feeling of like, what am I doing with my life? And you know, when you kind of just have that moment and you're like, I need to do something. So like I knew studio workshops had opened back up. And so like, I think last week was the first week they were back open, I think. And I was like, I'm just going to go on right now. Cause right now you can't just like go, you have to like reserve a spot ahead of time because they're keeping them like to smaller groups. So I got on my app. I immediately signed up for like a Thursday night workshop. I was like, I know I'm coming back from vacation on Thursday. Don't know when I'm coming back, but
I'm committed.
I'm going. And I told Jeff right then and there. So I like had that like accountability. I posted it on Instagram because I knew I have enough followers who'd be like, oh, I thought you were going to WW tonight.
So, I even forgot about it and tried to tempt you tonight.
It's true. She tried to get me to come over tonight and drink, you guys, with her and Kristen. And I told her, I was like, you know what? I already made a commitment to myself that I was going to go. And so I'm going to go.
Yes. So, I was proud of you for that.
I pulled off that Band-Aid. I hadn't been, obviously, because they had been closed since last March. I pulled that Band-Aid off. I went. I weighed in. And it was literally, I sat there the entire meet. Like, usually I have, like, no problem, like, giving input and chatting and things. Like, I don't think I said anything the entire time. Because I felt like if I opened my mouth and start, you know that time, like, where you'd, like, if I open my mouth and start talking, I think I might just start crying. Aww. That was how I felt. Like, I was just like, I don't think I can say anything because I think I might just have, like, a total meltdown in front of all of these people. And I really don't want to do that. Aww. So I just kind of sat there, took in my workshop, which kind of sucked because I feel like what I really get out of workshops is, like, trying to, like, be involved and things like that. So I kind of just, like, sat there in my sorrows for the whole thing. And then I, like, got to my car and I had, like, a good solid, like, 10, 15 minute cry in my car. I, like, cried it out. I went on my stories. I talked on my stories a bit. It was just, like, so frustrating because I, so long story short, it had, so, and I don't know, I need to really, like, go and look back at my numbers, but I think it had said, like, I'd gained, like, 10.5 pounds since beginning of December, which, I mean, I went on vacation this week. Like, in a nutshell, I guess it could be for 5-6 months, whatever that is, almost. I don't know exactly what the date was in December. Like, I guess that's not the worst since I have really done not much of anything
right
this year. So, but then when I look at the big picture and I add that on top of what I've already gained back, that's when like, I just, cause I feel like, I'm just getting every 6 months, I feel like I'm getting closer and closer to like my starting point. And I'm like, I already have like, I'm at like 60 pounds back that I've gained back now. Like that's insane. It's frustrating. And I just was like, I can't, like, even just, like, when we were going around in Santa Barbara today, I was like, or this week, I was like, usually, like, going on a weekend getaway, walking around, like, doing our thing, like, would never have fazed me, like, a couple years ago. And I was just like, I just felt so lazy. Like, gotta go walk, like, it was like, we never walked more than, like, a half a mile or 3/4 of a mile at a time. But I felt like, ugh, so, like, over right. it. Like, I didn't want to do it every time. And I hated feeling like that because it sucks. And I just, there's been more and more activities I've been doing, going places, doing things where I'm finding myself like in those uncomfortable situations again. And, I think that's what kind of like got me to that place this week where I was like, okay, like, I mean, if you've never been like extremely overweight, you don't realize like how often you're put in like situations where you're like concerned, like, am I going to like be comfortable sitting there? Am I going to be comfortable walking there? Am I, what if, what is like, not the unknown was always like very nerve wracking. And like, I totally got into a place for a couple years where I didn't have that anymore. And it was like the best feeling. And then like, I find myself like getting more self-conscious about more and more situations. And that was just like, I don't want to be back here again. I hate it. I'm uncomfortable. I just, so while I was like, I felt like the last month or so I've been like, no, I'm trying to find this balance of just being like healthy, but also like comfortable with where I'm at and stuff. I'm realizing like, okay, but that's not realistic. Like for me to right. really be happy, like I still have to get into like a better place.
Yeah. And I think you so, can, you can be okay where you're at, but still want to hit your goals too. Like you can be both of those things as long as you're not yeah. settling for where you're at, you know?
Absolutely. So, I guess I'm just gonna try to get back at it. I really was like, kind of like, and I'm not, and it sucks because usually if I had a really good workshop, I feel like that usually like kind of lights a fire, and I don't feel like I totally had that. Right. Just because I was, I don't know if I was just so in my feelings. Also, workshops, just a different vibe right now. Like when you're sitting, like when they have like 15 chairs and they're all like spread so far apart and you're wearing your masks and it's just different and it yeah. sucks. And so I think it was like accumulation of a lot of things, but part of it was me just being like super in my feelings. But,
I haven't weighed in a long time, and I'm like, I feel like I should, because I feel like I very easily could be in a place where I'm like, it's all good. And I'm like, no, it's really not all good. You know?
I know. Well, that was the thing. So I hadn't weighed myself. So, and that's the thing too, is I don't even know. That was my first time weighing in on their scale. I've gotten a new scale during COVID. I don't know if our scales were off at all. I also usually weigh in the morning. This was at night.
Right.
So, like, I know there was different factors there, but the factor is I know what I feel like, and I feel like shit. So,
right.
Doesn't matter what the scale says at this point. Like, I know it's not good. So, that should be enough for me to need to make the change. So, I'm just going to try to implement some new things. I've been contemplating, do I want to do a step bet? Like, what do I want to do that's going to motivate me to start getting in more activity again?
Yes.
And then I just need to like get back. I'm realizing the big thing is because I've always been good about like saving my points and like enjoying my weekends. Like I can make my weekends work where I don't feel like deprived at all on my weekends. But like that means I have to keep myself in check during the week.
Right.
Which means like, which I haven't been. It's been like the weeks have been turning into like just like 7-day weekends.
That's and how my life's been lately.
Yeah. So it's like, I definitely, if I can just really get back into like focusing those 5 days a week, still keeping my weekends like decent, but like where I don't feel like completely deprived on my weekends, I just need to start getting part of my life back in check. So yeah. That's where I'm at. I feel like my WW updates in these episodes the last like month have been like a freaking roller coaster. I'm like, I'm over it. I don't care. I'm happy. Oh my God, I'm dying. I'm melting down. So I don't know. That's where
it's hard. I know. And I always find like when I get to a point where I have to like check myself and be like, no, you need to get back on this again. Like, I don't know about you, but I always find like, if I scroll back to like the beginning of my Instagram page when I first started WW and I was like, oh yeah, I liked eating that for breakfast. Oh uh-huh. yeah, I liked eating that for lunch. And kind of just like picking some of those things that were like easy but I liked in the beginning. And like I'm fine, not dinners, but I'm fine breakfast and lunch pretty much repeating.
Me too. I'm the same way.
Dinner, I like to switch it up.
Yeah.
And I feel like getting back into the habit, and it's been harder working from home because you have options to so much more that, like, you don't need as much meal prep or anything. So you kind of tend
100%.
You know, you're like, when I'm used to spending 3 points on a breakfast, now I'm spending 9 because I have all this stuff at home.
Yep.
And it's sometimes, like, bringing it back to just, like, the basics of what worked for you in the beginning and just trying that. It doesn't mean you have to stick with it forever, but just to, like, get slide back into like those habits, you know?
I know. I'm going to be like, Jeff, I need you to just go away for a year.
Oh my God, story of my life with dating right now. I'm like, God, just being single in general, it's so hard. It's like,
yeah,
it's, I don't want to, like, anytime anyone wants to do something, I'm like, sure, stop by. Sure, let's go to dinner. Sure. Like,
yeah,
it just makes it so hard. And I know some of that's my own fault too. Some of it is me saying it's hard, but like, I didn't have to order round table pizza tonight for dinner, but I did, you know, like I didn't have to have three cocktails tonight, but I did. I don't have to order the burger at dinner, but I do, you know, it's like a lot of this, like I need to put back on myself too and be like, you can live your life and you can date and you can be single and have fun and go out.
I was just thinking about that earlier. I was like, I mean, I still went out to, I mean, I was dating when I lost all my weight. So I was like, but I was also just making like way better decisions at restaurants. I wasn't just eating exactly what I wanted at a restaurant. I would be like, oh, like I could get this is like, yeah, there was just way, there's so many healthy options at restaurants and they are delicious. That's what's like,
yes.
I never like order something healthy and I'm like, oh, that sucked. Like,
no.
It's usually still amazing. It's just sometimes I want the beef dip.
Exactly. And I mean, that's the good part about it is you don't have to always not order the beef dip or the burger. Like you can, it's just, you know, it's like everything in moderation. Like if you eat healthy most of the time, then you can splurge some of the time, you know, it's hard, but
yeah, that's one thing I've always been big on is I love, cause you were talking about like going back to the beginning of your Instagram. And that's why I love going through my Instagram memories every day, because it like shows you like those posts you did like on that day and stories you did on that day, because I do get ideas and I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot I used to always make that.
Yes.
And so it's like, okay, I need to make that again. And okay. And I also do see like, okay, I was still having fun. I was still enjoying life.
Totally.
And I was dropping the weight and I just need to get back into doing that. So I don't have to be living a miserable life just to lose weight again. I could still be enjoying life.
Exactly. And I think, you know, like we've talked about this before too, it helps having friends that are doing the same thing. Like I've been really trying hard when I can, scaling it back. And, you know, I've been like tracking my breakfasts and lunches at home again and all that. And it's, you know, life just comes up. And again, I'm putting it back on myself. Life does come up, especially when you're single, like it comes up a lot. But some of that I need to put back on myself and the choices I make when that does happen. But still, it's like, even if you aren't 100% in a 24-hour period, if you can be on it anytime you can, then it, you know, it's not just like, you're like, well, I know I'm going to dinner tonight, so I'm going to blow everything else. I'm going to get a donut for breakfast and I'm going to get, you know, it's like doing as much as you can when you can also matters.
Yeah. And yeah, and that's when it's easy to be like, okay, I am going to dinner tonight, so I am going to have my 0 point like frozen berries and Greek yogurt that I like to make for breakfast. And then I'm going to make, like, it's making those super reasonable decisions during the day so we can go out tonight and enjoy ourselves. Or
exactly.
Save up points for, okay, I do know we're doing a date night Friday night and then we're having brunch on Saturday. Okay, that's a lot of points. I can still enjoy it, but I need to be cognizant of what I do
the other time
without still feeling like I'm punishing myself to be able to enjoy those days. Because I think there's still having that balance. I don't ever want to feel like I have to be punished for something I eat. Like, even if I have a bad day, like, I don't need to punish myself over it.
I agree. And I think, you know, looking back in the beginning when I scroll through my Instagram and I'm like, okay, in the beginning I posted everything I ever did. Everything I ate. Snacks, dinners, dessert, breakfast, lunches, weigh-ins, everything. Like, if I did it, it got posted. And I'm like, I don't want that to be my page. Like, that's not my interest. That's the nice thing about stories is that you can do that in your stories and they disappear.
Oh, when the stories happen, that's like, exactly. That's, I've made that
exactly. Go into my stories
and my posts are a little more
me.
Substantial.
Yeah. But I do think that posting things helps with accountability and help, like it's motivating to be like, oh, I'm gonna like post my breakfast, because that, you know, when I'm making breakfast and I'm deciding what I'm gonna make, I'm thinking about taking a picture of it to post, and like it's just another form of accountability that always helped me. So I've been trying little by little to get back into that too, because it really does help. But yeah, I mean, this Instagram community exists for a reason. People Absolutely. People do that, and it works and it helps. So I think going back to that, definitely I'm trying to do it. It's hard to remember to do it when you've fallen out of the habit, but I do think it for sure is a helpful tool too.
I'm trying to find, I had gotten, somebody had sent like the best quote, and I knew I screenshot it. I did. Okay. I just wanted to read this. Somebody, after I was so glad I cried it out on Instagram, because I was like, I don't want to sit here and cry on the podcast all night. So I was like, I got those emotions out. And then now I was like, okay, I don't need to sit here and cry about it. But I loved this quote. It said, her name's Terry, who sent it to me. And it said, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts. So
I love that.
That was a really good, success is not final. That was like the thing that really hit me. Like, and I think that was like my biggest thing when I hit my 100 pounds loss, is that losing 100 pounds was my goal for so long. And I was so excited to get there. Like, and I still had a lot of weight I wanted to lose after that, but it was like, I think I felt like, oh, I finally got to that end point. Like,
exactly. And it's like,
but no, that's not final. There's still more goals to be met, and there's still like, so just because you succeed doesn't mean you're done. So
I love that so quote. Much.
So I wanted to share that. I forgot.
That was awesome. Terry needs to be our weekly inspirational quote maker for the podcast.
So I think that is a good place to end. I enjoyed that quote. So, but with that comes everybody's favorite
flavor of the week.
I still really want somebody to write us a jingle. Do we have any musicians? Can somebody make us a little flavor of the week jingle?
I feel like we could make a really good jingle.
Yeah. I think we need one to be able to put in here every week. But
oh my God.
All right, Steph, what's yours this week?
My flavor of the week is a song. It's a throwback song. It is You're Making Me High by Toni Braxton.
Oh my God. That is an oldie. I'm trying
this, to... Go ahead and sing it, Laura. You need to tell the people how it goes.
I get so high when I'm around you, baby. I can touch the sky.
Oh my God. I can't believe we just did that. So embarrassing. Okay. I freaking love this song. Like, forgot about it. That song is legit.
I love that song. What made you think about the song?
Okay, so I had forgotten about it. Like, I haven't listened to that song in years, but, like, I don't follow the Kardashians, but once in a while, like, if I have nothing to do, I'm like, I'm going to go, like, watch their stories and, like, see what they're up to, you know? So randomly this day, I go on Kim Kardashian's Instagram stories, and I'm, like, watching her stories, and she's hanging out with a friend, and they're playing that song and like lip syncing it in the pool. And I'm like, oh my God, I forgot how good this song was. So literally my whole drive up to Paso Robles by myself, because Laura got sick and couldn't come with me, so I had a lot of I repeat played this song like the entire way up. Like, this is my jam right now. I freaking
and
love
I would
this
just
song.
Like to I would just like to tell you guys, if she said she listened to that song on repeat, she's not being over exaggerating.
Hours.
That girl will repeat a song to death. I know this from experience.
It's so good. I'm like,
she loves it.
If you need a throwback song to add to your playlist or repeat playlist all day, like, listen to that one. It gets the people going.
I freaking love that song. I forgot about that song too. I need to add that onto my Spotify playlist.
It's so good. So what is your flavor of the week, Laura?
So my flavor of the week will not require you to sing a song, unfortunately.
Aww.
But my flavor of the week is the Fetch Rewards app. So This is an app that, so I'm all about, I am literally a member of like five of these different types of apps and websites that you basically shop through the links or whatever so you can earn points that you can use for gift cards, whatever. But Fetch is probably the easiest one that I use. It basically, you link your email in your Amazon and it basically scans your purchases that you earn points for. You also scan your receipts you earn points for. I've only been doing it for like 3 or 4 months now and I've already earned like $70 worth of gift cards.
Dang.
Yeah.
So, and all you do is scan the receipt? Like you don't have to look for anything in the store?
No. That's the best. Because I know there's been some people that have been like, oh, you need to try this app and this app. And I've looked and I'm like, that's too much work. Like, yeah. I don't want to have to. This is literally like I leave Target and I take a picture of my receipt and it reads my receipt and it uploads everything for me. And,
crazy.
But 90% of my shopping I do is online, so I don't even have to remember to do that. Like, it just
that's awesome.
Automatically gives me points. And, yeah, so I've been getting, like, all sorts of free gift cards.
That's amazing. Like, why not do that?
Exactly. So, I am not gonna lie, I will give my shameless plug that I will be, whatever I link in the details, if you want to check it out, it does have my referral code that will get you, I want to say, 2,000 or 3,000 of your first points if you use it. So, and that'll go towards your first few bucks towards a gift card. Quick and easy to use, especially if you do a lot of online shopping or just shopping in general.
Sounds so smart.
So, but that, yeah, Fetch Rewards app. I love free stuff, and that's been the one I've been earning free stuff the fastest. So,
very cool.
I wanted to share that. But other than that, I think that's it. Anything else you need to mention for this week, Steph?
Nothing else. I mean, gosh, I hope one of these days we get to record with each other again. I miss you.
I miss you so much. I don't like this, and we better be recording together in the next week or two.
I think we will.
So, I know we need to figure out when we're going to record next, but other than that, thank you guys so much for joining us, as always. Come join in on our Facebook group if you haven't already. We're having a lot of fun over there. Just search Club Wine Over Matter. Put in a request to join. One of us will approve you. Links to all of our socials, including links to our Flavor of the Week, can always be found in the details of the episode. For those of you who listen on Apple or have iTunes, please, please, please give us a 5-star rate and review. And give us a follow on Instagram at Wine Over Matter Pod. You can follow me, Laura, at Crunches Before Brunches, and Steph at Authentically Steph.
Thanks again, and we will see you at the same time next week with a glass in hand. Cheers!
Cheers!